in recent years, due to advances in treatments and the way in which they're given and taken, most secondary breast cancer patients will now receive their care on the ambulatory setting. This is either as an outpatient or in the community. Much of the secondary breast cancer CNS's work will be based in the outpatient setting or on the telephone. Telephone work being an essential means to maintaining connection and contact with patients. And I think it's really important to acknowledge, whilst there are several advantages to receiving care in the ambulatory setting, there are also well-documented concerns from patients and families who receive their care as an outpatient basis. Often it's concerns about having less health professional involvement, feelings of isolation, or worries about medication burden and drug interactions. Therefore, having contact with a key person, such as the secondary breast cancer CNS, the CNS is able to not only understand the complexities associated with this disease, but are able to help reduce patient anxieties and promote coping.